returns in just a few minutes here at 102.7. I like the groove this one gets into. The J. Giles Band, Till the Walls Come Tumbling Down. The Road Jack, Till the Walls Come Tumbling Down, from the J. Giles Band here at WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vinny Sailor. I'm going to hit the road, Jack, for a few minutes while Mona Rivera delivers the 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning newscast for us. It's so nice, Mona, to have you back. Good morning.
Good morning, Vin. And I must say it was much to do about nothing. And it feels real good to be back on Sunday mornings bringing you the news on WNEW-FM. This news brought to us by Coca-Cola Mellow Yellow. It was a cold night, but they spent it on Miss Liberty's knee. Two protesters who want freedom for a convicted murderer. They say they'll give up, climb down. They are, in fact, on their way down now. And Bruce Hagen tells us how it all got started.
Using suction cups and driving spikes into the thin copper covering the Statue of Liberty, the two San Francisco men slowly began making their way up early yesterday morning. By noon, they had climbed to the Crook of Liberty's knee, where they unfurled a banner reading Free Geronimo Pratt, a reference to a former Black Panther who is now serving time in a California prison for murder. As the two tucked themselves into sleeping bags for the night, the chief ranger in charge of the monument admitted there's really no way to stop them until they either get to the top or fall. It's estimated the climbers have done about $80,000 worth of damage to the statue. Miss Liberty is no stranger to political protest. Just last November, a group of Iranians chained themselves inside her for 3.5 hours. Bruce Hagen in New York.
And we have just gotten word that those two protesters are in fact down on the ground and into the arms of authorities. And that damage to the statue may keep it closed for weeks, we're told. Well, the phones are ringing off their hooks, making the telephone company happy, among others. It's Mother's Day.
Here in New York City, for example, there will be something like, 520,000 calls today. Most of these calls going to mothers. Around the state will be about 1,300,000.
That's Charles Herndon of New York Telephone. Metropolitan area residents will be able to sit down in front of their TVs tomorrow night, turn on Channel 13, and see what all the controversy is about. The decision to show Death of a Princess is now being supported by the National Council on the Arts. It interrupted its regular meeting in Washington this weekend to condemn efforts by the Saudi Arabians to censor the film. And the Chinese, who don't like rock and roll music, are stepping up their campaign to stop imports. Several newspapers in Shanghai complaining that Western music is leading Chinese youth down the path of moral decline. It says when young people do themselves up, quote, in an evil way, singing strange tunes while rocking themselves up and down, it, quote, causes one to vomit. And no kind words from the mouth of former President Ford. He was in Oklahoma City for a fundraiser, and he said that he would have enjoyed seeing U.S. Olympic athletes travel to Moscow this summer just to, quote, stuff those medals down Leonid Brezhnev's throat. Sports and weather next. At the Nassau Coliseum, it was history last night.
There's just no word to describe how great it feels. Those last couple seconds when you know you got sewed up and everything is just flashing back and you're just looking at, you're just watching a puck, but you're not aware of what's going on. You're just watching a clock and the pictures are just flashing in front of your face as the seconds take off. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic, says Brian Trottier. Islanders sewing up a berth in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time ever, rallying from an early two-goal deficit for a 5-2 victory over the Buffalo Sabres. In the NBA Championship Series, Los Angeles down Philadelphia 111-101. That gives the Lakers the lead in the series 2-1. Two home team losers in baseball, Minnesota shutting out the Yankees in 11 innings, Montreal clipping the Mets 5-3. Elsewhere in the American League, Milwaukee dumped Baltimore 5-3, Oakland nipped Toronto 4-3, the Royals took the Red Sox 13-8, the Chicago White Sox down Texas 10-6, Detroit clipped California 6-1, and Cleveland knocked off Seattle 5-3. In National League games, the Cubs beat the Giants 15-9, Cincinnati downing Philadelphia 5-3, Houston nipped Atlanta 3-2 in 11 innings, Los Angeles knocked off St. Louis 5-3, and Pittsburgh whipped San Diego 9-5. I don't know what happened to the weather. We were supposed to have a good weekend, but today's forecast says variable cloudiness, breezy with a chance of an occasional shower with highs near 70. Tonight, more of that cloudy, breezy with a possible thunder shower before clearing later tonight with lows in the low 50s. Monday looks better, partly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tuesday's outlook, chance of showers and cooler. Right now, it is cloudy outside. The humidity, 62%. The winds from the south, 7 miles per hour. And the temperature, 15 degrees centigrade. That's 59 degrees Fahrenheit. This has been WNEW-FM News at 10 o'clock, and I will return happily at 12 noon. And now return you back to Vince Gelsa. Vinny?
Hey, Mona, could we have a copy of that statement from the Chinese leaders there, that anti-Western pop music.
Sure.
Can we have a copy of that to, like, frame and hang up here in the studio?
You should see some of the other quotes I didn't mention. I mentioned those just some of the
you
best
got
ones.
Some, you got
yeah,
some?
Yeah, I'll bring them in.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mona Rivera, here at WNEW-FM. This one is for you.
Amazed at what I am, I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all, with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me.
Till the day I die.
death as could be. He awoke to see me standing there at the foot of his bed. He tried to greet me, and I just caught the words the old man said.
There with the Straubs and that song called Part of the Union. You won't get me. I'm part of the union. Relatively unknown recording here in America from an Englishman named Pete Fowler. Recording that's about 5 years old now. Called The Miners' Strike. It was recorded over in England and written about one of those many strikes that took place during this past decade in England. That particular one about how the faith of the old man, you know, the faith of the old guy says the union will survive and the union will eventually win. Victory is at hand. And the young man who goes to visit his grandfather is not quite convinced, wants to be, and eventually by the end of the song does become convinced. It's an interesting recording. I used to play it every once in a while when it first came out, and it kind of fits in nice there with Part of the Union from the Straubs. Pete Fowler, The Miners' Strike, an import single. And finally, Tom Petty here with Refugee at WNEW-FM. Welcome to the great outdoor sale at Morrisand this week. It says here, welcome to big savings on all the special sports and camping equipment you want. Whoa, he said as the microphone did some terrible thing. Oh, stop that. Cut that out now. Microphone has a mind of its own. Camping equipment you want for a fun-filled summer. Morrisand's welcome to the great outdoor sale is bursting with buys on hundreds of summer's most wanted sports and camping items, from badminton to boating, plus all the smart sports clothing and footwear to improve your image in every game. Save $15 on a classic leather boot roller skate, now $64.99. Save $15 on a Prince tennis racket, now $49.99, plus restringing. Save $40 on a 9x7 foot Duocom cabin tent, now $139.99. Save $10 on a comfy 2-pound Dacron hollow fill 2 sleeping bag. That's a comfy 2-pound Dacron hollow fill 2 sleeping bag. I just read them, friends. $29.99. Welcome to the great outdoor sale at Morrisand this week. Save on all the great sports and camping equipment you want for a pleasure-filled season. There's a Morrisand near you in New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester, and Connecticut. Morrisand, everything for the great outdoors.
John Scher and Concerts West, in cooperation with WNEW-FM, present
the Eagles. In their first area performance in 3 years, it's the Eagles. Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Don Felder, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Joe Walsh, plus special guest Hart. Even it up, and the Little River Band. The Eagles, Sunday, June 15th at Giant Stadium at the Meadowlands. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketron locations and the Capitol Theater box office. For information, call 201-778-2888 or Ticketron 212-977-9020. June 15th at Giant Stadium. The Eagles, Hart, and Little River Band. Tickets on sale now. Don't miss it.
Tickets available now at select Ticketron outlets.
There are so many United Airlines cargo flights.
Tends to take the worry out of sending big and little shipments.
Tends to, because you don't have to worry if your shipment's going to make the next flight.
Because there's always a next flight, soon.
Right. What I like about United Airlines cargo being worry-free, it frees me up to worry about other things.
Other things?
Like right now, I'm worrying about if I have enough money to pay for lunch.
Well, why didn't you look in your wallet?
I can't. I'm worrying that maybe I left my wallet at home today.
Well, check and see.
No way. I might find it. Then I wouldn't have to worry about it.
United Airlines cargo's having so many flights has really helped you then.
Absolutely. I love to worry about other things.
I guess I'll have to buy lunch.
Good. That way, I won't have to check to see if I have any money. Then, I can continue to worry about it.
Sure am glad United Airlines cargo has left you time to worry about other things.
I worry you don't mean that.
United Airlines cargo. More than 50 flights a day out of metropolitan New York. And one call does it all. Call 656-7300.
Tonight on the King Biscuit Flower Hour, Warren Zevon and Willie Nile recorded live right here on your concert station in New York, WNEW-FM, where rock lives. Willie Nile, Warren Zevon on the Biscuit tonight at 8.
Okay, I got this this whole story now, this whole UPI report from China that Mona mentioned during the news. Some interesting quotes here. Decadent, it says, decadent, this is Dateline Peking, China. Decadent Western music is leading Chinese youth down the path of moral decline. So say crusading newspapers in China's two major cities of Peking and Shanghai, which are stepping up a campaign against some of the most obvious of recent Western imports. Western pop music on cassette tape is a hot-selling item among Chinese young people who are also eager to imitate Western fashion, but their elders are clearly appalled by the new trends. Unfortunately, it doesn't mention here what some of these obvious recent Western imports are. I would be intrigued to know just exactly what recordings are upsetting the elders in China. The most outspoken critic of the new Western invasion is a Shanghai newspaper, and it gives the name here, which I won't attempt to pronounce, which calls such popular music, quote, low, decadent, and pornographic, and says it, quote, demoralizes people and sabotages social customs. A letter to the editor in the same paper complains that Western music being played on buses, quote, disturbs the concentration of the driver and badly influences traffic safety. I think that may, in fact, be true. Describing one youth gathering in Shanghai, the newspaper said, quote, the youths are done up in an evil way and dance and swing, singing strange tunes while rocking themselves up and down. That's it. That's a perfect description of a rock and roll night, man. You know, except, I mean, I would take out evil way. I mean, I would say the youths are done up in a glorious way and dance and swing, singing strange tunes while rocking themselves up and down. But you notice even in a statement like that, there is that beautiful kind of Chinese poetry in that statement. You know, it's what a great line, man. Really, such a spectacle, says the paper, causes one to vomit. Here's the Ramones.